When the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast where your artificial friends.
Howdy there, my friend. Are you ready for a fun almanac? We're going to ask questions today like, who had the greatest mind of all time? Is a true utopian society really possible? And what's the worst solo Beatle album of all time? We'll name a contender. Fire up that almanac. Hey, I'm Andy Chanley. This is Andy's Almanac. It's a brief look at everything that ever happened to anybody on this date. It's Wednesday, January 3rd, 2018, and this is what the past has taught us.
Did you picture yourself as a Leonardo da Vinci with wrinkles and curls?
You reckon this is just a thinly veiled excuse to play a Ruddles song? That's Hey Mister from their Let It Rot album. Yeah, it probably is, because I really want to talk about Leonardo da Vinci. Today is the day in 1496 that LDV, that's my nickname for him, we're close, he tests one of his inventions, a flying machine. Does it fly?
Feathers hit the ground before the weight can leave the air.
Nope, that's a dismal failure. But have you ever taken a minute to give Leonardo credit for his miraculous mind? He comes up with this idea of a flying machine. He dreams up a military tank and draws up plans. He thinks up a mechanical soldier, a steam cannon, the adding machine, the hydraulic pump, solar power, musical instruments, the double-hulled boat. Now, did most of this stuff work? No, but mostly because metallurgy and engineering technology of the day is way behind his mind. Did you ever look at his drawings of the anatomy, the fetus, the brain, the reproductive system? He could have helped the medical sciences take a quantum leap forward, but they were never published, and no one knows why. And then there's his art, the Mona Lisa, the Last Supper. And how about the Salvator Mundi, Leonardo's painting of Jesus that sold just 7 weeks ago for over $450 million. So, sorry your ornithopter didn't get off the ground today in 1496, Leonardo. But brother, you got plenty of other stuff right.
Amelie and me, we're pretty good company.
Did you know I'm just a hick from Indiana? It's true, if you didn't. And as a kid, I heard about this utopian society that was started at the bottom of the state near Evansville. Today's the day in 1825 that Scottish industrialist Robert Owens buys 30,000 acres to set up the New Harmony Utopian Community. It's a new moral world of enlightenment and prosperity through science and communal living. Does it work? Absolutely not. What a pipe dream. You kidding me? But New Harmony does give us some cool things, like the first free library. It had a public school system open to both men and women in 1825. And Owen's son comes up with the idea of founding the Smithsonian Institution. Pretty bright family. We'll give him an A for effort on this one. Or is the saying E for effort? Oh, if you're educated utopia, it only worked, Owen. Beach Boys guitarist Carl Wilson wants the world to be a utopia. Or at least he doesn't want to go to Vietnam and kill people. 50 years ago today, one half century ago, Carl is indicted on this day for refusing to report to the U.S. Army after he's drafted. But Carl does walk the walk, being known as a very spiritually minded person and becoming an ordained minister in the movement of spiritual inner awareness. What's this meditation-based religion about? I don't know. But it probably doesn't include killing in Vietnam. A couple of things you might not know about Carl. He could actually play. Brian Wilson starts having all of the Beach Boys music recorded by the Wrecking Crew, the famous session musicians, but Carl's the only one who gets to play his own Chuck Berry-style licks, a sound that dominated the early Beach Boys music. And then, when Brian Wilson flips out and quits touring, Carl becomes the music director on stage for 33 years until he dies in 88 of lung cancer. That's him singing on this song.
Believe me, the life would still go on. Believe me, the world could show nothing to me. So
beautiful voice, yeah? And speaking of beautiful music, isn't that good? That's John Lennon and Yoko Ono's Unfinished Music Volume 1, Two Virgins. The LPs arrive at Newark Airport in New Jersey on this day in 1969 to go on sale in America. But 30,000 of the albums are confiscated by police, who call the album cover pornographic. It's the two of them standing there naked and really bushy. But people, the crime isn't on the cover of this album. It's what's inside. Woof. It's not very good. And a couple of quick technology birthdays today. Happy 40th birthday to Apple Computer, which incorporates on this date in 1977. And on this date in 1996, Motorola sells its first StarTAC. Kind of sounds like Star Trek? Well, yeah, I mean, it couldn't show videos, it couldn't even text, but it did flip open like a Star Trek communicator. And that's cool. Cool enough to sell 60 million units anyway. I know I bought one. And I hope you bought all of that. That's Andy's Almanac for Wednesday, January 3rd, 2018. Any copyrighted material remains sole property of the copyright holder, appears only for scholarship, criticism, news reporting, parody, or satire. I want to thank you for tuning in to Your Artificial Friends, the podcast. Please tell a friend about it. That's how people learn about it, you know? And you can reach us on Facebook under Your Artificial Friends. You can leave messages there, and you can follow me directly on Twitter at Andy_Chanley. Thanks to my real friends and podcast partners, Sam Farmer, Larry Morgan, and Josh Fligger, and we'll join you next time on Your Artificial Friends.